I'd like to welcome all of you here tonight. Good to see a good turnout. And I'm always pleased to see turnout for an event like this because actually we're supporting our fellow VIP members, and these folks really deserve your support. They're all of our performers tonight are extremely talented, and I'm sure you'll be wowed by their performances. I want to ask a couple things of you. We have kind of a silly behavior sometimes with our client, and so I'm going to ask, if at all possible, please, please imprint this on your mind. Do not leave the room while the music is playing. I hope you won't leave the room at all, but if you have to leave the room, please do so when there is no music playing, because sometimes the client gets a bit hissy if people leave the room when the music is playing, and we don't want to interrupt the performers tonight. I'd like to thank all of the performers who are going to be presenting tonight. They have worked with us and been extremely cooperative in helping us to pull this event together, and I'd like to thank each and every one of them. They're all so good. I am so excited to have been able to work on this particular project. It's been a real privilege and an honor for me to work with such fun files and so much good talent. The music is really terrific. And each person brings something a little bit different, as you'll hear tonight. I'd like to thank my husband, Rick, for all the help he gave me while we put this project together. I really couldn't have done it without him. And I'd like to also thank all of you for coming tonight, because I think this is so important, and to show our appreciation to all these people who are going to be you're going to be hearing from tonight. Let's see. I think that was all I really had to say at the beginning here. But again, please don't leave the room while the music is playing. And now I'm going to turn this over to Rick, who will be reading all the introductions.
Hello, everybody. It's a great pleasure for us to be with you for a very special evening. We're brimming over with enthusiasm and excitement due to what we have in store for you in the way of entertainment this evening. Like many of you, we've been aware that the VIP is home to a veritable host of bright and talented people. But it wasn't until recently that we've come to fully realize just how highly gifted so many of our members are. As the saying goes, the proof is in the pudding. So the performers you're about to hear don't require any huge build-up from us or anyone else for that matter. As you'll soon come to discover for yourself, their exceptional skills are clearly obvious to all and speak for themselves. Before we get started, let me say that it's a distinct honor and privilege for me to be in a position to introduce these awe-inspiring singers and musicians who are present here tonight for our listening enjoyment. The first performer of the evening is from Pensacola, Florida, a warm and sunny place where I wouldn't mind being about now, considering the chill in the air. As a singer, this young lady who you're about to hear projects energy and vitality into everything she chooses to sing. In addition to having a marvelous voice, which will be obvious to all from the start, she adds to it that special element of swing to up-tempo tunes. The ability to swing is a rare gift to be found among singers. But for Pam Barnes, it flows as naturally from her as water from a spring. Listen to how skillfully Pam sings the pop standard Route 66. And by the way, the adroit accompaniment for Pam's solo was provided by the talented keyboardist and arranger Derek Barnes. This is Route 66 with Pam Barnes singing.
The best. Get your kicks on Route 66. It winds from Chicago to L.A. More than 2,000 miles all the way. Get your kicks on Route 66. It goes through St. Louis, Joplin, Missouri, and Oklahoma City looks mighty, mighty pretty. You'll see Amarillo, Gallup, New Mexico, Flagstaff, Arizona, don't forget Winona, Kingman, Buster, San Bernardino. Won't you get hit to this timely tip when you make that California trip? Get your kicks on Route 66.
There are many singers and musicians out there who deserve recognition, of course, but only a few are able to earn a living in the music business. The accomplished singer we'll feature next sang professionally for many years. She was talented and energetic enough to procure a recording contract with Mercury Records. As good as she is, I don't know why she's not in Nashville with a slew of hits by now, to her credit, but it's not for lack of talent, that's for sure, as you'll soon see. Let's listen to Shari Williams sing a beguiling blues-like selection called Black Velvet.
A new religion that'll bring
up in Memphis, the music's like a heat wave. White lightning, bound to drive you wild. Mama's babies in the heart of every schoolgirl. Love me tender leaves you crying in the eyes. The way he moved, it was a sin, so sweet and true. Always wanting more, he'd leave you longing for. Black velvet with that little boy's smile. Black velvet with that slow southern style. A new religion that'll bring you to your knees. Black velvet, if you please. What could you do?
Our next performer was involved with music from an early age. She and her sister Janice were each playing the piano and singing together before the public while still in high school. It wasn't long after this that they were appearing regularly on local television. Public appearances throughout the state of Mississippi soon followed. Let's now listen to Linda Miller play a delightful instrumental called Calcutta. Yeah, Linda gets all those beautiful sounds from the keyboard setup she's got. It sounds like a full orchestra. Our next, The next gentleman we're going to feature is an extraordinary musician. He's been successful as a professional pianist for over 50 years. He's created and recorded many intricate arrangements of show tunes, which have been warmly received by the public. One of his best-selling albums is titled The Naked Piano. Catchy, isn't it? His outstanding work as a musician has been highly praised by such luminaries and fellow pianists as the late George Shearing and the late Errol Garner. This gentleman could tell you many interesting stories about the friendship he and George Shearing shared as entertainers. For example, when Shearing asked a waiter in a restaurant to deliver a request for Bob to play a particular song, something quite natural to do in this situation, the note Bob received from George was in Braille, of all things. Well, that's Bob for you. The spotlight now focuses on Bob Pran as we hear his arrangement of the theme from Love Story. Chopin-esque. I thought I was listening to a Chopin ballade or a Chopin etude there, Bob. Beautiful. We're extremely fortunate to be able to present another up-tempo swing tune from a performer we affectionately call Jazz Singer. Pam Barnes will provide us with her charming interpretation of a song from, which is from the blockbuster musical Brigadoon. The gentleman providing the inventive accompaniment is once again Derek Barnes, piano man. By means of multi-track recording techniques, he manages to play the piano, bass, drums, synthesizer, keyboard, all at the same time. Let me say, as a fellow musician, that I think he does it all remarkably well. Pam Barnes will now sing It's Almost Like Being in Love.
What a day this has been, what a rare mood I'm in. Well, it's almost like being in love. There's a smile on my face for the whole human race. Well, it's almost like being in love. All the music of life seems to be like a bell that is ringing for me. And from the way that I feel when that bell starts to peal, I could swear I was falling in love. That is ringing for me. And from the way that I feel when that bell starts to peal, I could swear I was falling, swear I was falling. It's almost like being in love.
I told you she could swing. At this point in the program, I'd like to present one of my own arrangements. The piece I've chosen is from a popular daytime television show. The instrumental voices you'll hear were produced by four synthesizers I have at my disposal. I hope you'll enjoy Nadia's theme from The Young and the Restless. Thank you. The musician who's next on the program is nothing short of amazing when one considers his ability to master stringed instruments. He started with the guitar at the age of 12 and quickly moved on to the mandolin, the fiddle, and the pedal steel guitar. This gentleman has performed professionally with the Jones Boys for many years. The piece Black Mountain Rag highlights his dazzling technique on both the fiddle and the guitar. I know you'll be as impressed as we were when you hear Tom Kaufman, aka Tomcat, play this physically demanding country tune. Isn't that amazing? I took violin lessons for a very short period of time, and I couldn't do a thing with it. But Tom is a real master at it. The program would not be complete without a couple of examples of this gentleman's artistry as a singer and musician. As a young man, he started out playing electric guitar in garage bands. Such pop groups as Led Zeppelin and Foreigner influenced him musically speaking at that time. He began to expand his musical horizons early on by adding the harmonica and vocals to his act. He is a working musician who has spent many weeks and months on the road entertaining appreciative audiences. Listen to the expressive artistry of Chris Bell as he performs for us the beautiful Eric Clapton ballad, You're Wonderful Tonight. Thank you.
brushes her long blonde hair. And then she asks me, do I look alright? And I said, darling, you look wonderful tonight.
Singing and beautiful guitar work. Thank you, Chris. Linda Miller performed a delightful instrumental earlier in the program, and we're now very happy to introduce her equally talented sister, Janice Gable. What we're about to hear is a very clever version of the popular standard Bye Bye Blues. Listen closely how deftly Janice, by means of multi-track recording techniques, sings the original melody, Bye Bye Blues, while at the same time sings a lovely counter melody against it. How cool is that? This is Janice Gable singing Bye Bye Blues.
Bye bye blues. happy to, bye. So happy to, so happy to see you leaving.
Bye.
I'll never miss,
bye.
I'll never miss,
bye.
I'll never miss your deceiving.
Bells,
all the little
swing.
Bells will ring,
birds
all the pretty
sing.
Birds will sing.
Sun is shining, no more pining.
Just
we'll find a place,
we'll find a place,
two.
A lovely place to be together.
Smile,
yes, we'll forget, yes, we'll forget,
through.
Yes, we'll forget about the weather.
Don't
you will never
sigh.
See me sighing.
Don't
you will never
cry.
Hear me cry.
Yeah, I failed to mention, too, that Janice is also accompanying herself on the keyboards and did a masterful job there as well. Another performer who has a long and successful career in music is VIP's Lady of Song. Would you believe that she started out playing the trumpet and French horn in high school, but soon abandoned the brass family of instruments so that she could devote more of her time to the keyboards? To give you some idea of how precocious she was at that time in high school, I'll tell you that she was singing and playing keyboards professionally in a band at the ripe old age of 15. And what is even more remarkable is she remained with that same band for 11 years. She gained a lot of experience during that period of performing in local clubs and private parties. We're now going to hear our featured artist, Marlene Nord, sing my personal favorite Patsy Cline hit, If You Got Leavin' on Your Mind.
If you got leavin' on your mind, tell me now. On your mind, if there's a new love in your heart, tell me now, get it over. Hurt me now, get it over. If there's a new love in your heart,
and thank you for singing that, Marlene. You know, to be able to sing with a melodious voice and to be talented enough to accompany oneself on the guitar has to be a rewarding experience. And that's just what our next performer does with aplomb. His rich baritone voice has been developed through years of training. Techniques related to voice production, breath control, and proper use of phrasing are some of the valuable concepts he's gleaned from his many voice lessons. We're now going to hear John Lulin as he sings a Dan Fogelberg favorite, Leader of the Band.
For different work, though his heart was known to none. He left his home and went his own, and sought a fairly way. He gave to me a gift I know I never can repay. A quiet man of music denied a simple fate. To be a soldier once, but his music wouldn't wait. He earned his love through discipline, a thumping velvet hand. His gentle means of simping thoughts took me years to understand. The leader of the band is tired, his eyes are growing old, but his blood runs through my instrument. And his song is in my soul. My life has been a poor attempt to imitate the man. I'm just a living legacy to the leader of the band. My brother's lives were different, for they heard another call. One went to Chicago and the other to St. Paul. And I'm in Colorado, where I'm not in some hotel. Living out this life I chose and come to know so well. Sing me na na ni ha ni na tra na ni ha na na. I thank you for the visit and your stories of the road. I thank you for my freedom when it came my time to go. I thank you for your kindness at the times when you got rough. Daddy, I don't think I said I love you dear enough. The leader of the band is tired, his eyes are growing old, but his blood runs through my instrument, and his song is in my soul. My life has been a poor attempt to imitate the man. I'm just a living legacy to the leader of the band. I'm just a living legacy to the leader of the band.
Thank you, John. We enjoyed that. Nice guitar work as well. It'd be a good time now to turn to another instrumental selection. This is an original composition I arranged some time ago. From childhood to the present, I've been fascinated with various aspects of nature, such as the flora and fauna found locally, as well as other forms of life that exist in more exotic locations. This predilection of mine inspired me to compose the following piece, which attempts to capture some of the environmental sounds associated with the Brazilian rainforest. I call this rather primitive sounding creation of mine Amazon Motif. Well-known pianist Marion McPartland wrote a beautiful melody and persuaded Johnny Mercer, the great lyricist, to write romantic words to complement the music. Larry and Peggy Fain have combined their considerable talents to create and perform this sensitive arrangement of one of my favorite songs titled Twilight World. Larry is, of course, a professional pianist who's at home playing more styles of music than I care to count. And anyone who has heard Peggy's voice can't help but notice how expressive and special it is. Let's listen to Peggy and Larry Fain as they perform the lovely Twilight World.
Catch them both while we may. come to Spain or Cathay. I don't want to miss that will of the wisp passing by. Life is holding out a twilight world. Don't let it slip away. Take it while we may, and let it begin. Let's find our twilight world before the night sets in.
Captures just the right mood for that piece. She caught me drifting and dreaming along with her on that one, and Larry did such a great job as well. It gives me great pleasure to present another example of this gentleman's amazing skills as a multi-instrumentalist. He has already demonstrated his virtuosity on the fiddle. It's now time for him to wow us with his impressive command of the electric guitar. The spectacular showpiece we will hear has been used in the past as a showstopper for Roy Clark, one of Nashville's preeminent masters of the electric guitar. Tom Kaufman listened to this challenging piece, learned it, and matched Roy Clark's version of it note for note. Not an easy task. Sit back and marvel at what Tomcat can do with this composition, Fingers on Fire. Oh. Isn't that amazing? I wonder if Tom could teach me to play like that. Just kidding, Tom. We provided you with an example of this performer's musical abilities earlier in the program, and I'd like to tell you a little bit more about him. In addition to playing with many bands on the road, he's been involved in a good deal of high-tech music production projects in the studio. This is where he has excelled in computer-based sequencing and multi-track recording techniques. Here is Chris Bell singing and playing Rhythm of the Falling Rain. I like Chris's version of that song better than the original. When my wife and I heard this performer's rendition of Sweet Baby Girl, we enthusiastically agreed that it should definitely be included on the program tonight. The song has an irresistible melody with a commanding rhythmic pulse that reminds me a little bit of a gospel sound. There's something about Janis Gable's approach to this song that transports me into a rather jubilant mood, and I hope it does the same for you. The song is titled Sweet Baby Girl by Janis Gable.
Understand.
Thank you, Janice. I'm feeling better all the time. That was very good. The next young lady to sing for us is a big country music fan. As a child, she was deeply involved in music at the Indiana School for the Blind, where she focused on voice, piano, and other interests. While still in high school, she took first place in a vocal competition. The song that she's chosen to sing for us tonight is distinguished by a soulful melody with words replete with romantic imagery. Let me say that Teresa Fleener, better known to many of us by her nickname Tien, brings out some of the best qualities of this song. It's the right time of the night.
Sun goes down on a silky day, quarter moon walking through the Milky Way. Ah, you and me, baby, we could think of something to do. It's the right time of the night, the stars awaken above. It's the right time of the night for making love. No use talking when the shadows fall. Nightbird's calling and he says it all. Oh, you and me, baby, we could think of something to do. It's the right time of the night, the stars awaken above. It's the right time of the night for making love. I got you, you got me. Tell you that's the way my mama always said it should be. I'll be good, you be kind. We'll be bad if you don't mind. It's the right time of the night, the stars awaken above. It's the right time of the night for making love. It's the right time of the night, the stars awaken above. It's the right time of the night for making love. It's the right time of the night, the stars awaken above. It's the right time of the night for making love.
Well, we've come very near to the end of our program, and if we were in a position to ignore the limitations placed on us by time, we could play for you many, many more examples of outstanding music arranged and performed by these exceptionally talented singers and musicians, all of whom I'm very proud to say are members of the VIP Conduit community. I know I speak for everyone when I say many thanks to all of you for taking time to prepare your music selections and for sending them on to us so that we could feature them in what I believe has been a super evening filled with the kind of high-quality music that is very difficult to find anywhere these days. Let me take this opportunity to also thank my dear wife, Pauline, who put so much effort into organizing this event and for doing all that's necessary to bring about its success. It was all her idea. I wish I had thought of it myself, but she's the one who came up with it. So she should also take a bow for playing the 17 selections we heard so far and enjoyed. But before I bring the event to a close, we have one more selection to top things off. It's a high-spirited, gleeful song sung by a performer who puts so much of her personality into whatever she sings. This selection is rambunctious and festive enough to leave us all in a good mood. But before I announce this last song, I want to also invite anyone who has a question or a comment about the music tonight to please speak up at the end of the event. We'd love to hear from you. And now, let's give ear and listen to the one and only Country Music Mar as she sings Cowboy Sweetheart.
I want to be a cowboy sweetheart. I want to learn to rope and to ride. I want to ride o'er the plains and the deserts out west of the Great Divide. I want to hear the coyotes howling while the sun sets. Get rid of the frogs. I, old lady.